Chapter 2, Halacha Aleph, Ovis, Echot Ovis Nezikin, Ve'echot HaTeildes. All the laws apply equally to the Ovis Nezikin, to the principal damages which we mentioned, the three principal damages which are specifically listed in the Chumash, Ve'echot HaTeildes, and the same laws apply to the subsidiary damages which we learn from them, which are similar to them. Im Hoya Ha'ov Muad, if it was a principal damage, if the principal damage is the kind that's considered muad, that's considered experience to begin with, that is foot or the tooth, toldos of muad, then the subsidiary damages are also considered to be experience to begin with, im hoyotam, and if it's the kind of damage that begins with as inexperience, such as keren, such as the horn and the goring, toldos of kamayu, then the subsidiary damages, the pushing and the kicking and the trampling, etc., are, and the biting, are also like it, and it pays only half the damage, and does not pay, pays even in the public domain. V'chol ovis nezikin, v'chol toldeseyam, mu'adim hei mitchilosam. All principal forms of damage caused by property, and all the subsidiary forms are all considered to be experienced from the very beginning. Chutz mikeren v'toldeisav, except for the horn and its subsidiaries, shehem tamim b'tchila, these are considered inexperienced to begin with, ad sheyuadu, until they do become experienced and habituated to it, k'mei shebeyarnu, as we already stated in chapter 1 in detail. Halacha beis, kol toilde ke'ov shalah, any subsidiary damage shares the same law as the principal damage to which it's similar. Chutz mitzroiris haminatzim, except for one exception, pebbles that spray out and are scattered out, mitachas ragli habehema, from under the feet of the animal, b'shas hilucha, while it's walking. While the animal is walking, it kicks pebbles, and the pebbles fly out in all directions. Sha'af al-pisha teildes ha-regel heim, even though these are subsidiary to the ordinary damage caused by the foot while the animal is walking according to its habit, u'potar aleihem b'shus ha-rabim k'regel, and one does not have to pay for such a damage if it occurred in a public place, just as is the case of regel, the case of walking, v'im hiziku b'shus ha-nizok m'shali min ha-yofa sh'b'nefosav k'regel, and if the damage took place in the property of the injured party, he has to pay even from the best of his property, karegel, just as is the law concerning regel, concerning the ordinary walking, shehu av, which is the principal damage here, afal pike, nevertheless, eini mishali melechatzi nezik, nevertheless, in this one respect, this one particular subsidiary damage is different from the principal damage in that he pays only half the damage, the amount of the damage. Halacha gimel ketzad, for example, behema shenichnas alachatzar anizak, if an animal entered into the courtyard of the injured party, v'holcha, and it walked, v'hayu tzroiris minatzim mitachas ragleho, and pebbles were scattering and flying under its feet, v'shibru es hakelim, and they flew and broke some utensils, mishalim chatzi nezek, he pays only half the damage, min hayofa shebenechosav, however he pays it not from the body of the animal that caused the damage, but he pays even from the best of his property. And the fact that this one law is different, this was learned by oral tradition. So also if it was walking in a public place, and pebbles went flying from under its feet, and from the public place they flew into the private property of the injured party, v'shibru esakelim, and they damaged utensils, metam shalim chatzi nezek, he pays half the damage, even though the animal had been walking in the public domain. Darsal akli b'shus hanizak, if the animal was walking in the property of the injured party, and it stepped onto a utensil, v'shavrosoi, and he broke it, and a piece of the broken utensil went flying, v'nafal akliacher, and it fell onto another utensil, v'shavroi, and it broke it. So then the rule is, alarishin mishalim nezek sholim, on the first utensil he has to pay the full damage, because the animal broke it directly, v'al ho'achrein, and on the second one, mishalim chatzi nezek, he has to pay only half the damage, because it was broken not directly, but indirectly, something by a flying piece of the first utensil, halacha hey, hoysam aleches b'rishus harabim, if it was walking in the public place, ubata, and it kicked, v'hitiza tzruris, and it sent pebbles flying, v'hiziku b'rishus harabim, and they caused damage there in the public place, potter, he does not have to pay. Because this is a case of regel of a foot which took place in the public place. However, since the kicking was an unusual thing, im tafas hanizak ravia nezek, if the injured party took a quarter of the damage, and mitzian miyada, you cannot recover it from him, she'adava safiku, because here it's in doubt. Shema shinuihu, maybe this is considered unusual, and so he has to pay half. Since it's unusual, he has to pay half of what he would ordinarily pay, and ordinarily he would pay half, so he has to pay a quarter. V'ayne toilis regel, and maybe this is unusual, and he has to pay it even in the public domain, because it's not a subsidiary of the foot. Sharei bota, because it kicked. So, since it's in doubt, he cannot collect anything, and if he did collect, if he did grab it, then he can keep a quarter of the damage. Halach evav, bota ba'oretz, b'rishus hanizak, if the animal kicked the ground somewhere in the property of the injured party, v'hitiza tzroides, and it sent pebbles flying, machmas habita, because of the kick, v'ziku sham, and they caused damage there in the private property of the injured party, chayav l'shalim nerevia nezek, here he definitely has to pay a quarter of the damage, shezeh shinuihu, Bahatozas Hatzelitis, because this is an unusual kind of scattering pebbles. So, Yimtapas Hanizak Hatzi Nezek, and if the injured party grabbed half of the damage, Ein Mitzim Miyade, we do not recover this from him. Vapilu Hoysam Alechas, Bemokim Shehi, Evshalah Shaloi Tatiz, and even if it was walking in a place where it cannot walk without scattering, so that even without the kicking, it would have scattered pebbles. Ubatavitiza, and it kicked and scattered the pebbles. Mishalim Revia Nezek, even so, it only pays a quarter of the damage. V'yimtafas Hanizak Hatzi Nezek, and if the injured party grabbed half the damage, Ein Mitzim Miyade, we do not recover it back from him. Halacha Zayin, Kol Mishalim Nezek Sholim, anyone who pays by law, full damage, harei atashlumin mamin shuchayiv l'shalmi, then the payment is considered an ordinary monetary payment which he's required to pay, k'mishalova mechaveri, just as someone who borrowed money from someone is required to repay the loan, shuchayiv l'shalmi, and he is obligated to pay, v'chol ha'mishalim chatzi nezek, however, in any case where he pays half the damage, harei atashlumin knas, now he is not paying actual money that he owes as a debt, because if he owed it as a debt, he would have to pay a full damage. Where we say it's half damage, it's knas, it's merely a punishment, a fine. Chutz mechatzi nezek shal tzreidus, except the case of the half a damage of the pebbles that went flying, shahu halachik kemesha b'yarnu, because here he actually does have to pay the full damage, and the reason he pays the half a damage only is because of the special oral tradition that we have, Kamesha Bayarno, as we already stated at the beginning of this chapter. Aloch Chazak, law, this is the rule. Kol Amishalim Shemasha Hizik, in any case of Nezikin, of damages, whoever pays for exactly the damage that he caused, Hareza Momin, then this is an ordinary monetary debt. V'chol Amishalim Yoiser Aipochas, and in any case where he has to pay more or less than the amount of damage, such as a thief who has to pay double what he stole, like Hatzi Nezek, or the damage where he pays half a damage, wherever he pays more or less, Harei Hayosir Al Akeren Ayapoch is Knas, what he pays more than the principal amount or less is a fine, a punishment, but not a debt. V'ein chayov and knas elo al piyedim. What difference does it make here? Because a fine is to be paid only when there were witnesses who testified that he caused this damage. But someone where there were no witnesses, but he himself confessed that he had caused the damage, or that he had stolen something, or whatever, he does not pay any of these fines. A chicken that stuck its head into the interior space of some glass utensil, the tokaboy, and it banged against it, the shavroy, and it broke it. Imhayu betoichei tavlin v'chayetzi b'hem. If there was some kind of a spice, ginger or some spice inside there, shahoshet roishet kedei lo'achlam, it stuck its head in there in order to eat it, then ala tavlin mishalim nezek shalim, on the spices he has to pay the full damage, because this is a case of tooth, ala kli mishalim chatzi nezek kachatzi nezek tzroiris. And the utensil itself is only secondary to that, and he has to pay only half the damage, just like the half damage that's caused indirectly by scattering pebbles. Shakochu daki, because this is a habitual thing for an animal, for the chicken to stick its head into utensils that have food. The imhoya kli reikon, if however it was an empty utensil, hareza mishuna, then this is considered an unusual thing, umeshalim chati nezek, and he pays half the damage, kechol aknosis, like any case of damage, of fine that he has to pay. Halochi yud, v'chein tzurus shetzonaf, v'chamoyer shenoar, v'shoveres hakelim, a horse that neighed, v'chamoyer shenoar, or a donkey that brayed, v'shoveres hakelim, and the vibration caused by the noise broke utensils, mishalim chatzi nezek, here it's considered indirect damage, he pays only half the damage. Hatarnegoilim muadim, chickens are considered experienced to begin with, lahalech bekedarkam, to walk in their usual fashion, or lashaber, and to break things while they're walking. Hoya chutay ratzua kosher beragleim, if there was a string or a rope tied around their feet, and while they were walking, they didn't directly damage something, but some utensil got caught in that string, v'nizgalgel, and it went rolling, v'nishbar, and it broke, mishalim chatzi nezek. This is indirect, and he pays only half the damage. B'medvar mamurim, when do we say this? Kishakosh v'yodam, if some person tied the string there, avalem nikshar adalargleyem me'elam, if however, as it was walking, the string became by itself caught up in its feet, bal hatarnegoilim potter, then the owner of the chickens does not have to pay anything. V'imhoyu lachut ba'ilim, if the string had an owner, v'loyhoyu hachut hafkir, it was not an ownerless string, there was an owner, bal hachut chayev chatzi nezek, then the owner of the string has to pay half of the damage, sharehu keboir hamizgalgil, because this string, since there are chickens walking around here that will move it, it's like he had left some obstacle in the road that's moving around. Halacha yudalev hitzniya bal hachut asachut, but if, however, the owner of the string had hidden it somewhere, he had to put it away in some concealed place, and the chickens trampled on it, and they pulled it out from the place where he had concealed it, and it became tied onto their feet, and with it they broke utensils, then even the owner of the string does not have to pay, because this is a condition that's totally beyond his control. Chickens that were sort of flying about, mimakim lamakim, from place to place, they don't really fly, they just like jump with the assistance of their wings, v'shibru es hakelim, and they broke utensils, im bekanfehem shavru, if they broke him directly with their wings, mishalim nazik sholim, then he pays the full damage, v'im beruach shebekanfehem, if however it was the wind set up by the beating of their wings caused the damage, mishalim chatzi nazik, then he pays only half a damage, alochi yud gimel, hoyu mahatzim al gabe isa, if they were jumping around and they jumped onto some dough, or yalgabe peiris, or on fruit, vitinfu, and they soiled it, or nikru, or they pecked at it, mishalim nezek sholim, they have to pay the full damage. Hiziku ba'oferoi tzoiris shehelu b'chanfeyem, if they caused the damage with dust or pebbles that they raised up with their wings, ayberagleyem, or with their feet, mishalim chatzi nezek, here they pay only half the damage. Halochi yudalet, hoyu mechatetim bechevel, if they were pecking at a rope, v'nifsak hachevel, and the rope broke, v'nishbar hadli, and the pail that was hanging from the rope fell down and broke, mishalim nezek sholim, they have to pay the full damage. V'hu shenizgalgil hadli machmosam, that's only, however, if the pail went rolling away because of them, achenof al v'nishbar, until it fell down and broke. V'imhoya al hachevel oichel, however, if there was food on the rope, and they were pecking not at the rope, but on the food, u'be'es achilosam pasku, and while they were eating, they broke the rope. Mishalim galam ahalakevel nezik sholim. Then he has to pay not only for the pail, he has to pay also for the rope, the full damages. Halacha tezvav hakelev v'hagadi. If there were a dog or a goat, shekoftzu meirei shagag, they jumped off from the top of the roof, milmail lamata, they jumped from a higher place to a lower, v'shibru es hakelim, and they broke utensils when they fell on them, mishalmin nezik sholim, they have to pay the full damage, v'pneisha mu'odim heim l'davazeh, because they are habituated to do such things, to jump, v'cheinim naflu v'iziku, and even if they fell off, they didn't jump, but they fell and caused damage, they also have to pay the full damage, aliyosim l'roi shagag pshia, because letting them go up to the top of the roof is already guilty act. Even though the falling down was by accident, anything that began to begin with by an illegal deliberate act, even if the end it was an accident, chayev, one must pay. If, however, they jumped not from higher to lower, but from a lower place to a higher place, mishalmin chatzi nezik, they have to pay only half the damage. This is only if they did it in their usual way of jumping up. That is, that the goat sort of hung himself, suspended himself on the wall and stuck his feet into the wall and climbed up it. The kofetz hakelev, or the dog, gave a jump. Aval nisrach hakelev, however, if the dog sort of climbed up with his sticking his nails into the wall, v'dileg hagdi, or the goat gave a jump. These are the unusual ways, but then bein b'maila lemata, bein, I'm sorry, these are the usual ways that they go, then bein milmaila lamata, bein mimata lamaila, then regardless of whether they went from higher to lower, or they jumped from lower to higher, chayov nezik sholim, they have to pay the full damage. V'chein tarnagol shedileg, and so also a chicken that jumped like that, bein milmaila lamata, regardless of whether it went from higher to lower, bein mimata lamaila, or whether it went from lower to higher, mishalim nezik sholim, the owner has to pay the full damage. Halochi yud zayin, kelev shenotal esacharo. If a dog grabbed a toasting piece of bread, v'halach loy legodish, and it ran to a place where grain was growing, im hinicha bagodish, if he put it down, it was still glowing, and he put it down in the grain, v'achal asacharora, and he ate up the bread, v'hidlik asagodish, and with, from the spark he set fire to the grain, al hacharora v'al makoim charora meshalim nezek sholim, then on the bread itself and on the place where he put down the burning bread, and it got burnt up, he has to pay the full damage, v'al shor hagodish, and on the rest of the grain, chatzi nezek, he pays only half the damage, because it's indirect, v'imhoya megorer asacharora al hagodish. If, however, he didn't put it down, but the dog was dragging it through the grain and burning as he went, mishalim alacharora nezek sholim, then on the bread he has to pay the full damage, v'almakoyim hagecholim chatzi nezek, and on the place where he dragged the glowing coals, he has to pay half damage, v'alshar hagodish, and on the rest of the grain potter, he does not pay anything. Halacha yudches, bamed varim amurim, when do the rules of the previous halacha apply? B'sheh shomar, bal hagachela says, ishoy, if the owner of the fire, of the coals, had been careful and protected the fire, v'sosam hadelis, and he locked up the door, v'o hakelev, and the dog came along, v'chotar, and it dug under, v'notelis acharara ma'aloish, and grabbed away the toast from off the fire. Avalim lo shomar ishoy, if, however, the one who made the fire did not watch it, then bal ho'esh chayev al seifas hagodish, then the owner of the fire has to pay even for the burning of the, has to pay for the burning of the grain, and the owner of the dog pays for the toast that he ate and for the place where he put it down and it burned. Halacha yutes, shasa kalbei shel chaveri bal chaveri, if someone sicks another person's dog on that other person, pata midina yodam v'chayev bedina shamayim, on some other person, that is, it's pata midina yodam. Then, since he directly did not cause any damage, in a human court, he cannot be obligated to pay, v'chayev b'dinei shamayim, but the heavenly court will extract payment from him, will punish him. U'bal ha'kelev chayev chatzi nezek, and the owner of the dog has to pay half the damage. Since he knows that if someone else will sick his dog on someone, it will bite. He shouldn't have left it run free. If he himself sicked it on someone else, then the owner of the dog does not have to pay anything. Because anyone who does something, in any case where it was done in an unusual fashion, and someone else came along and did another unusual thing, he does not pay. Two cows in a public place, one was lying down, one was walking, and the one that was walking kicked the one that was lying down. He pays only half of the damage, because kicking is an unusual act. Because even though it's a usual fashion for it to tramp, to walk, to step on an animal that's in its way, ain't darker the bite, but it's not the usual fashion to kick.